Welcome to the Career by Design podcast. I'm your host, career development coach, Stacey Back, and I'm here to support you, the ambitious high achiever who's at a career crossroads. If you've already achieved a lot of success, but you're feeling stuck and confused about what you want or how to get to the next level in your career, you're in the right place. I've spent the past 15 plus years helping high performers reach their career goals. And on this podcast, I'll show you how to develop the clarity, confidence, and right strategy to get unstuck, minimize risk, and take the fear out of your next career move. All so you create a career and life by design. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to the Career by Design podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Back. Today we're talking about how to let go of unhealthy striving so you can thrive in your career and life. Here's a question for you to consider. As a high achiever, do you put all your success down to hard work? When you've worked hard to get where you are and have hit every big goal you've set for yourself, it's natural to attribute hard work to your success. After all, you have evidence it's worked so far. And while there's no doubt work ethic and drive help you get results, the danger is when working hard becomes part of your identity. In a recent episode, I discussed the difference between healthy striving and perfectionism, which drives overwork and overachievement. In today's episode, I'll expand further on the concept of unhealthy striving. You'll learn how to recognize if your identity is ingrained in hard work and the dark side, or consequences of this. Plus, I'll share the three biggest lessons I've learned in my own career journey, which have helped my clients and I to stop striving and start thriving in our professional lives. Are you ready? Let's dive in. First, let's talk about what unhealthy striving looks like. I work with high achievers who are very successful in their careers. From the outside, their lives look picture perfect, but on the inside, they're often deeply unhappy. So why is this? Well, they're making the mistake of approaching their careers from the outside in. They've been conditioned to follow a traditional career path or settle for a sensible job, one which gives them wealth, security, or a steady paycheck. In other words, they're following someone else's version of success. By the time they contact me, they're exhausted from trying to do it all or find a work-life balance that doesn't exist. They want help to figure out their career goals or how to get to the next level professionally. But in reality, they're unsure who they are or what they really want. They may feel empty, unfulfilled, or end up asking themselves, is this all there is? If you feel this way, know you're not alone. I did for years too. The good news is you can transform it with a simple shift in approach. Here's the backstory of how I figured it out. Have you ever had a rock bottom moment? Mine was the textbook fall into a heap on the bathroom floor type of situation. In the depths of burnout, I was physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausted. But I also felt like something was missing. As an ambitious high achiever, this was out of character. So deep down, I knew I needed more than just a break. If you listen to my very first episode, you'll know this was the first time I'd stopped to consider what I really wanted. And I realized I wasn't fulfilled. I also recognized the pattern of working myself into burnout. After a decade of repeating this cycle, I decided it was time to make significant changes. And this is when my journey of learning how to thrive, not strive, starts. Through my clients and own experience, the biggest lesson I've learned is this. Healthy striving is about starting from the inside out. By working towards the right goals and focusing your time on what truly matters to you, it's the only way that you'll be fulfilled and will create sustainable career success. You can still be ambitious and work hard as long as it's aligned to what you truly want. Next, I'm going to share my three game-changing secrets to help you thrive in your professional life too. Secret number one is to define success on your terms. I learned figuring out the right career goals begins from the inside out, because unless I knew myself and what I really wanted, I was never going to thrive. The way you can do this is by creating your vision for success. A vision gives you clarity on what you're working towards, which is why it's the first place I begin when working with my coaching clients. I'm going to share some reflection questions to help you clarify your vision. So I suggest you pause this podcast and grab a pen and piece of paper. Are you ready? Great. So I want you to start by picturing the career and life you want to have in 3 years' time. 3 years is a reasonable amount of time to make a change, but not too far into the future. Write down your responses to these questions as if what you want has already happened. Feel free to pause this podcast and come back to the next question as soon as you're ready. Here's the first question. What do you want to do? Consider the work you want to do. In 3 years' time, what will you have achieved? The next question. How do you want to feel? In 3 years' time, how will you feel when you wake up each day? Is it safe and secure, or fulfilled and completely free? Feelings connect you to the why behind what you want, and this internal motivation keeps you on track towards your goals, even during the tough times. Okay, so the final question is, who do you want to be as a person? In 3 years' time, what personal qualities and attributes will you need to create your vision for success and to accomplish these goals? Is it courage, creativity, or curiosity? Are you someone who is focused, who honors their boundaries, or are you committed to taking action? Whatever it is, write it down. Once you're clear on your vision, you can easily identify the goals and action steps you need to take to make that vision a reality. It's important to note that success is different for every individual. For one of my clients, their vision for success is building a business which allows them to work overseas, write a book, and fund other interests outside work. For another, success is working part-time hours so they can spend time with their young daughter. This process helps you pinpoint your priorities and what really matters to you. When I first did this exercise, I realized freedom was one of my highest values and the reason why I'd started my own business. Knowing this about myself was a game changer. It led me to overhaul my lifestyle, change my business model, and pivot my career into more fulfilling work, to stop striving and start thriving. If you'd like to dive deeper into clarifying your priorities and personal values, and most importantly, how to use them to clarify and reach your career goals, I have a free resource for you. It's a 15-minute audio training titled How to Make the Right Career Decisions. You can download it completely for free via the homepage of my website, stacyback.com. I'll also include the link in the episode notes. Okay, so let's move on to secret number two, which is to know anything is possible. I was one of those kids who could never settle on the one thing they wanted to do when they grew up. Can you relate? But one thing I always knew is I wanted to start my own business one day. My dad inspired me. He'd achieved amazing success as a business owner. From a young age, he instilled this belief in me. Anything is possible. With persistence, self-belief, and consistent action. It's this one belief that's helped me go after and achieve everything I've put my mind to, from trying out many careers in pursuit of my multi-passions and working overseas in my early 20s, to leaving a well-paid corporate job days before my 30th birthday to follow my lifelong dream of starting a business, and then pivoting my career and closing a successful business to start a new one. Here's what holds you back from taking action towards what you want. Fear, self-doubt, and limiting beliefs. The fear of failure, judgment, and what others will think if you step away from a successful role or career to try something new. The belief that what you want isn't possible for you. Through my experience of changing careers, growing two businesses, and helping hundreds of individuals reach their career goals, the second secret I've learnt is this. Anything is possible with persistence, self-belief, and inspired action. Fear is a natural response anytime you're about to make a big change or push yourself outside your comfort zone. But it also holds you back from going after what you want. And this is where I want to remind you that fear is separate to you, not part of you. How you choose to respond to it is within your complete control. You can choose to stay stuck in fear or to step into the discomfort in pursuit of your dream. Working through fear begins with awareness, followed by inspired action, because insight without action won't get you results. If I'm ever stuck, I ask myself, what's the next best step I can take right now? Focus on small steps, one at a time. This is such a fundamental belief that shaped who I am as a person and all I've been able to do and achieve. And it's also the reason my mission is to show others what's possible. I'm pausing this episode to invite you, if you like what you're learning on the podcast and you're ready, into doing this work more closely with me. Here's what I know about you. You've got a deep desire to do work which challenges and fulfills you, make an impact, and get paid well for it. But like so many people I speak to, you're finding yourself stuck at a career crossroads. You're confused about what to do next or how to reach the next level in your career. With my support, you'll find clarity on your direction, build confidence, and develop a personalized strategy to create your career by design. If you want to be coached and mentored by me in one of my private coaching containers, I invite you to book a complimentary chat so we can discuss the best option for you. Go to stacyback.com/consult to book your call and check out the show notes for all the details. I look forward to meeting you. Okay, back to the episode. Secret number 3 is to build resilience so you can overcome setbacks. This one is pretty personal, and I want to share it here as it's had such a profound impact on how I design my career and, quite frankly, how I live my life. So now you know how to get clear on what you're working towards. You're also aware of how to conquer fears and doubts so you can stay in action and reach your goals. Both these factors are within your control. But what about the things outside your control? Our brains love certainty, which is why the past few years have felt so challenging. Yet life is uncertain. You will experience unexpected setbacks, both on a personal and professional level, but there is a way to work through them. Here's a big challenge life threw at me, what I learned from this experience, and most importantly, how it can support you. So back in 2018, I got a call out of the blue from my dad, and it could have been any typical midweek working day, but that day is etched in my memory, and that one phone call changed my life forever. I've just come out of the doctor. He was in tears when he told me it's the worst diagnosis possible. I've got pancreatic cancer. This news arrived a few months after I closed my recruitment company and had launched my new coaching business. I was also doing part-time postgraduate study and traveling overseas regularly. So a busy, stressful time in life, full of some very big professional transitions. Initially, the prognosis was promising and Dad started months of grueling treatment. But 6 months in, we learnt it was terminal. So my now husband and I got engaged and frantically planned our wedding in 6 weeks. So my dad would see us get married. And this is what happens in life. It sometimes throws you unexpected curveballs. Understandably, I became overwhelmed from the emotional toll and stress of balancing time with a sick parent while running a business, studying and planning a wedding in such a short time frame. In the past, as a type A workaholic overachiever, I would have kept pushing through this. And I know I would have ended up burnt out as I had many times in the past. Thankfully, because of the mindset work I'd done and past lessons learned, I had the tools and resilience to get through a very challenging year. Here are 3 simple practices which supported me during this period, and they've also helped my clients and I navigate the uncertainty of the past couple of years. And the best thing is, they're all methods available to you too. The first is slowing down to speed up later. So despite my ambition, I've recognized the importance of slowing down and sometimes stopping altogether, all so I can keep going and speed up later. I've embraced the concept of being versus doing. So what does this mean? Well, it's about being present in the moment, doing only what you can, especially when you've got a lot on your plate, and also taking the time to process what is happening. The second practice is self-compassion. So academic and self-compassion expert Dr. Kristin Neff says, self-compassion is treating yourself with the same kindness and care that you show to a good friend. But as a high performer, it can be tough to slow down and you can easily feel guilty about the things you don't get done, especially in a world where overwork and hustle are celebrated. My clients will often say, I feel guilty for not spending enough time with my kids when I'm at work, but then I struggle to switch off and be present with my family after hours. Can you relate? But when you start to practice self-compassion, you will stop beating yourself up for what you don't do. My third and final tip here is to reframe your thoughts. And it's a critical one to master when it comes to focusing on what's within your control. So back in 2019, I realized the overwhelm I was experiencing was coming from me and the pressure I was putting on myself. You see, I couldn't control the situation, only my response to it. I could choose to be stressed and overwhelmed, or to come from a place of fun, ease, and lightness, especially when it came to planning my wedding. I could worry about getting through my to-do list or let go of my need to control. I could concentrate so much on future-focused outcomes that I missed out on the precious moments and the joy of the present. After all, life's about the journey, not the destination. As I look back at this time, over 4 years later, I'm so grateful I was clear on what success looked like to me and built a business which gave me freedom to spend time with my dad in those final few months. And although there were professional setbacks as a result of taking time out, I knew it was possible to rebuild because I'd done it before. And finally, focusing on what I could control, practices to build resilience and manage my mental health, allowed me to find space to grieve and bounce back much quicker than I'd ever done in the past. I've learnt what a gift life is. You only get one, so please don't waste it. Stop striving. Figure out your version of success. Know anything is possible and start cultivating the resilience you need to overcome any setbacks along the way. And finally, start thriving. So there you have it. The three biggest lessons from my career journey which have helped my clients and I start thriving in our professional lives. My wish is that they support you too. Now, before you move on with your day, I want you to consider, what's the biggest insight you're taking away from today's episode? And what one small action will you take as a result? I want you to write it down now and commit to it. And if you feel called and want a little bit of accountability, send me a DM on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Also, don't forget to grab the free audio training I mentioned earlier. You'll find the link in the episode notes. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. If you liked what you learned here, please subscribe and leave me a 5-star review so others can find this podcast too. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you in the next episode. Thanks for joining me on the Career by Design podcast. Please rate, review, or share this episode with a friend if you found it valuable. I also invite you to connect with me further on LinkedIn or Instagram. And finally, if you'd like to learn more about how I can help you create a career by design, go to stacyback.com. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks again, and I can't wait to chat with you next time.